The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. A new season is upon us, and unlike the regular season, dreams of high school teams can shatter in just four quarters of play.
The shot is up here, it's no good. Ball is loose, and that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
We call this new season the postseason, where you bring your best to the floor and hold nothing back.
On the dribble, back outside, top of the key, Klassen a three-pointer, bingo!
It's sub-district basketball on The Breeze, 94.5, and it starts right now. Tonight, The Breeze heads back to Minden as two top five C2 schools collide for the C2-8 sub-district final.
Cardinals come back quickly as they wound the ball inside. Grabbing it is Cook. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Cook has got a follow shot. Good and he fouled.
The Donovan Trimble Cardinals entered the C2-8 sub-districts as the top seed. They've only lost three games this season, but one of those losses was to Hastings St. Cecilia.
Jordan Slough with the ball. Jordan Slough's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Seeley as he drives the ball, shoots and scores.
After starting off 0-2, St. Cecilia has gone 18-3 with no losses to any C2 schools. It's the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. But first, we take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take you out to Minden now for the call on tonight's game. Here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. From C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight, the C2-8 sub-district championship ball game. A couple of classic programs going tonight as the second-ranked St. Cecilia Bluehawks get set to take on the fifth-ranked Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. I'm Mike Willick on the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 18 wins, 5 losses on the season. They beat fourth-ranked Southern Valley in the semifinals of this tournament on Tuesday night by a score of 58-49. Meanwhile, the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, they come in with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. They disposed of Blue Hill on Tuesday night by a score of 69-46. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Welcome back and talk with the coaches as we continue on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here tonight, the C2-8 sub-district finals. We spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher and coach, a nice victory in the opening round over Southern Valley. Kind of took control of that one, just kind of maintained and grabbed the lead.
Well, I thought we played outstanding from the stretch, and it helps that the ball went in the hole early. You know, that always gets your team off to an energized start. I thought our defense was outstanding. I think the first 2 quarters and 7 minutes, we held them to 27 points. And any time you can stay under single digits in quarters on defense, for the, you know, that's a great start. And we talked a lot about how well our defense has to be because we weren't sure, you know, how we were going to play offensively against that 2-3 zone.
4 3-pointers in the first quarter, and that kind of loosened up that 2-3 zone defense.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you hope to get the looks. And then you got to knock them down. And for us, we knocked it down. And our kids kind of felt that that was a key to the game as far as if we can hit those, then maybe we can get something inside. And are definitely they widened their zone out a little bit, I thought, as the game went on. And we did a good job of recognizing that and using the high post and low post touches.
In the fourth quarter, you didn't score a lot with your inside game, but you got the ball in there and went to the free throw line, knocked down 17 out of 21 foul shots in the fourth quarter.
Well, foul shots are a mystery sometimes to coaches and teams, and we've shot them pretty well all throughout the season with our top shooters. A couple of our post players haven't shot well except for the last 3-4 weeks of the season. They've put in a lot of extra time and made themselves into 72% shooters between the two of them. throughout the bottom part of the season. And that's, you know, a credit to the kids. And our guards have been good free throw shooters all the way throughout the season. And so, you know, if you can get to the line that many times, you better knock them down so you can just expand that lead or keep the cushion that you have.
Move on to Donovan Trumbull tonight in the C2-8 finalists, the team that you beat earlier this season. But it was so long ago, it really has no bearing on this ball game, does it?
You're right. It doesn't. The thing it did for us at the time was give us confidence. It was our first win, and we really built on that as we went through the first part of our season. But coming into tonight, two totally different types of teams, I think, as far as what you saw way back in December. We were a little banged up at the time, and they were coming off a football stretch run where their kids hadn't had a lot of breaks yet. So now we've had both teams settling into their roles. Some new kids are on the horizon for both teams. I think their guard play between Slough and Lorenzo Williams has been outstanding the latter part of the season. We knew they were good inside, and then our big men became better throughout the season. So it's kind of a contrasting way of how the teams develop, but both teams are playing at a real high level.
Braden Burr is the one guy you'll have to shut down for Donovan Trumbull tonight. 16 points, 8 rebounds per game. Had 27 against the Blue Hill the other night. He'll be a load for you guys to handle.
Yeah, he's been a load all year long. He's a pretty good player. He can go inside and outside, and we'll have to limit his touches throughout the game and just make sure he doesn't get anything easy like an offensive put back or something that we didn't check him out. We've got to keep him in check all night. He passes the ball extremely well and gets, you know, Grady Cook his 6, 8, 10 points a night too. He's a well-rounded basketball player, and he's played, you know, I think he started a lot last 3 years for sure, and maybe even a little bit his freshman year.
Riley Wolfong is another guy, hits 41% of his three-pointers in the season. He can get into double figures about any night that he wants to as well.
That's the key to their team, I think, is Riley Wolfong's aggressiveness on the offensive end. I think at the beginning of the year he was looking at himself as more as just their outside shooter, and he's been flashing the high post, he's been hitting the glass, he's driving the ball better. He's a tough assignment. The first time we played him, we guarded him with one of our guys that probably isn't one of our better defenders, and now he's drawn our attention, and Alex Sheehy will draw him again tonight.
You always got the X factor, the Jordan Slough factor out there. He's scoring about 8 points per ball game, but he's always making something happen. 4.7 assists, 2.3 steals per ball game. He's just always around the basketball.
Well, he's an excellent athlete. One of those kids that would be good to have on your team. You don't like to play him against him because of the fact that he's always, like you said, making something happen for them. And he tries to take over a game sometimes at different times, and he can off the drive, and he creates stuff for their offense. And then his defense can be excellent if he turns it up. So it's a player that's kind of like their motor, and we hope to keep him in check and make him an outside shooter.
What's St. Cecilia got to do tonight to come out victorious?
Well, we definitely have to control the boards. I mean, if we have any type of chance at all, we're going to have to do a great job of rebounding. Our kids have bought into that and the good defensive play all year long. And we've got to pressure the basketball. We feel that teams that allow them to make the easy entry pass are just putting themselves on their heels because of the fact that their post play is so strong. So we've got to pressure the basketball, make all those entries a lot tougher. So we're going to try to get after them, in a two-thirds to three-quarters court type situation and not allow it to become a half-court game where they can walk the ball down and get into their sets and run their stuff and being aggressive, being confident on the offensive end. I think offensively they'll play mostly man-to-man, and we've got to do a great job of going inside out with our play, get our kids to get great movement, spacing, and screening. And those three things, I think if we can get that offensively, we'll be strong.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tyson Avronik is standing by with Donovan Trumbull, head coach Steve Hartman, as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good evening. Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for the C28 Subdistrict Championship tonight between the St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Tyson Evronik with you, joining us on the program now, the head coach for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Steve Hartman, on the line with us. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Tyson.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit about this game in particular, the sub-district finals tonight. You had an opportunity to play St. Cecilia earlier in the season. Talk about just this rematch.
Well, I think both teams have probably made big strides since that game. We were just behind in preparation time with the state football championship game, and they were awful young at that time. And just kind of finding their way. They were 0-2 at the time and played two really good teams. But I think they found themselves a little that night, gained a lot of confidence, and they played very well. It kind of set the tone for the rest of their season. We felt like we bounced back pretty good from that and learned some things about our basketball team, and hopefully those lessons are well learned, and we'll see what happens tonight.
As far as the game itself is concerned, I mean, we got two teams playing pretty good basketball right now going head-to-head.
Yeah, we feel like it's a great matchup. I mean, they've got some post play. Their post play is really come a long ways, I think, during the season. And we came into the season feeling like that was a strength for us. They've got great perimeter shooters, and I think our perimeter shooting has really improved as the season has progressed.
Now, Coach, talking maybe just a little bit about some of the battles that are going to take place tonight. First of all, focus on the game down low. How much of a point of emphasis is that, the battle of the board, so to speak, tonight?
Well, we've got to, I think we have to, we go into every game feeling like we have to establish our inside game. And we like to attack from the inside out. And, tonight will be no different. It'll be very physical. I think they made a point of trying to be really physical with us the last time we played. And at times, I think we got a little frustrated with that. And hopefully we handle that much better tonight than we did the first time around.
Coach, defensively, how do you look to stop the Bluehawks tonight? They're a team that if they start shooting well as a team, they can be very tough to stop.
Well, they really are. And I think it starts with Brooks Asher. We've got to make his looks tough, and we can't let him set his feet and shoot the three, and that means you're going to have to extend quite a ways because he's got pretty good range. And Sheehy has shot the ball awfully well all season long, and then, of course, Zach Kitten has just come a long, long way, and I think he's a real key to their offense right now, just so athletic and long inside, and then Stoke has been tough. He did not play against us the first game. And their other kids stepped up and played pretty well. So we know they've got some depth in the post again. And we've got to limit their touches, I think, in the post. Last time, I think we let them catch the ball in the post probably a little bit too often, and they went inside out on us. So, again, it'll start inside. We've got to limit their touches, and then we've got to be ready to contest shots on the perimeter.
Once again, Steve Hartman, the head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for the C28 Subdistrict Championship tonight over at CLJ Middle School in Minden. Coach, appreciate the time this evening. Before we let you go, as far as keys to the game, give us just a quick game plan here.
Well, I just, we have to establish the inside game. I think, we've got to make sure that we can handle the physical nature of the game and are patient in our attack on the offensive end, and that we keep our poise. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be, a lot of emotions. And I think if we can control those, control the physicality of the game and the poise are the two keys for us.
Steve Hartman, once again on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia is up next here on the Breeze 94.5. Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the success that your boys have had so far this season, and good luck to you tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Tyson.
That's Steve Hartman, the head man for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, joining us in the New Tech Seed pregame show. Stay tuned. Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia, tip-off is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight, the C2-8 sub-district championship ball game between second-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia and fifth-ranked Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Slough, a 5'9" and senior. Creighton Burr, a 6'5" and senior. Lorenzo Williams, a 5'7" and senior. Grady Cook, a 6'5" and senior. And Riley Wilfong, a 6-foot senior for the Cardinals, going tonight for head coach Steve Hartman. Their record, 21 wins, 3 losses on the season, ranked number 5, according to the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll. For the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, Dayton Seeley, 5'11" and a sophomore. Brooks Asher, 6'1" and a sophomore. Zachary Kitten, a 6'4" sophomore. Thomas Skoke, a 6'4" and senior. And Alex Sheehy, 6'2" and a senior. The Hawks are ranked number 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star this week. Their record, 18 wins and 5 losses on the season. Starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Well, the joint is going to be jammed here tonight. C.L. Jones Middle School here in Minden going to be filled to the rafters for this one, the C2-8 sub-district championship ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia, the number 3 seed, though, in the sub-district tournament. Donovan Trumbull, the number 1 seed. Donovan Trumbull is going to be a home team dressed in their white uniforms this evening. Trimmed and lettered in the red. Hastings St. Cecilia be in their visiting blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in white. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. The Hawks pound the ball right inside. Zach Kitten spins around. He goes up for the shot. Can be blocked down by Burr. Ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Kitten. He loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. St. Cecilia will play things in just underway here. St. Cecilia will get things in to Brooks Asher here on the near sideline. Asher bounce pass goes inside to Thomas Skoke. He wheels, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot and scores. Thomas Skoke scores for the Blue Hawks. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. They played with a lead. In fact, the entire way against Southern Valley the other night, that was a big key, according to head coach Kevin Asher. Really put a lot of pressure on the Southern Valley defense. There's a long pass inside. They get it to Grady Cook. A shot on the baseline is going to be no good. The ball tipped out. Creighton Burr's got it. Drives it down the lane. It's not good and he's fouled. Creighton Burr gets the offensive rebound. He is fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Thomas Skoke. That's going to be the first foul on Skoke and the first team foul on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line will be Creighton Burr. Burr's shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke with the rebound. So it's a 2-2 ball game between the Hawks and Donovan Trumbull here tonight, just underway. Here at C.L. Jones Middle School. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive end. Skoke has got the ball at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. We got a traveling violation. Thomas Skoke was met with a lot of traffic there in the paint, and he's looking for the traveling violation. First turnover on the Blue Hawks here in this ball game. Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way. St. Cecilia averages 11 turnovers per ball game throughout the season. There's Jordan Slough with the ball now for the Cardinals. Races the ball across the 10-second line. Feeds over here to Lorenzo Williams. Williams working against Asher. Brings it out to the top of the key. Grady Cook has got the ball.
Down to Slough inside the free throw circle. Throws it to the right side. There's a three-pointer. Put up there in. A three-pointer by Riley Wilfong is right through the hole. And Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. 5-2 over the Blue Hawks. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Alex Sheehy with the ball on top of the key. Down to Zach Kitten. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Sheehy with the ball again inside the free throw circle. Met by Riley Wilfong. Over here on the wing, Thomas Skoke has got the ball. Skoke not in Seeley. Out between the circles again to Zach Kitten. Kitten looking to dribble the ball there against Creighton Burr. Gives it up now to Brooks Sasher. St. Cecilia, you have a tough time penetrating this man-to-man defense here in the first quarter. There's Asher with the ball on the wing. Top of the key, now to Kitten. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Moves it down in the corner. That's Sheehy with the ball. Kicks it back out to Kitten. He drives it to the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be down through the hole. It's good. Water to bounce out of there and got the front lip and down the hole it went. 5-4 is the score. Donovan Trumbull with a one-point lead. Cardinals have the basketball. 5:45 to play here in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School here tonight. There's Lorenzo Williams. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made on the way in. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. This will be their second foul in the ball game. It's going to go on Asher. That's going to be his first. It'll be a non-shooting situation. It'll be Donovan Trumbull playing the ball in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:40 remaining first quarter. 5-4. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. They lob it inside to Creighton Burr's shot in the lane. It's up there and in. They just used Creighton Burr's big old frame in there at 6'5". They lob it in the lane, and he scores easily. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 7-4 now. St. Cecilia down by three. Here's Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skoke in the baseline. Spins. Now Skoke throws it back out here between the circles. Zach Kitten has got the ball. Kitten goes over to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Slough. Jordan Slough has got the ball as he runs her back the other way. 3-on-2. Slough goes over here to Lorenzo Williams. He mishandles the ball. Picks it back up. Sends it in the way. It's going to be off the fingertips of Cook. And the ball is brought down here by St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke with the ball. Skoke gets it in the hands of Brooks Asher. Back into the forecourt to Seeley. Wide open underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. That's Zach Kitten. Seeley got him the ball. Zach Kitten is wide open underneath the hole. He's got 4 points, and the Hawks back within one. 7-6 is the score. Here's a Slough bounce pass inside. Cook can't handle it. Another turnover on Donovan Trumbull. The ball's taken out of there by St. Cecilia. Here comes Zach Kitten with the ball to the near sideline. The Brooks Asher dribbles it down to the lane. 9 feet underneath the Seeley. His shot is up and in. Asher gets the assist. Dayton Seeley gets the field goal, and the Blue Hawks are out on top. 8-7 now with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jordan Slough has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Grady Cook in the high post right at the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Lorenzo Williams. Cranks up a long two. His shot is up there. No good. Nobody under the boards there for Donovan Trumbull for the rebound. Easily brought down there by Zach Kitten. To Asher down in the corner to Sheehy. Cross-court pass goes to Kitten on the far sideline. Bombs it inside. Skoke has got the ball. Puts a man in the air. He's fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. Foul is going to go on Riley Wilfong. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one of the Cardinals. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas Skoke. He was 4 out of 6 from the line the other night when St. Cecilia beat Southern Valley 58-49 in the semifinals of this tournament. Skoke to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Skoke is now a 62% foul shooter on the season. And in the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Alex Tino. In for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Eric Tobin. Grady Cook is going to come to the bench here for Donovan Trumbull, and Dayton Seeley will get some pine time here for St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. There's the next shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in by Thomas Skoke, so he hits a pair. St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 10-7 here. The boys C2 Sub-District 8 championship ball game from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. The Hawks with a 3-point lead early in this ball game. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball. Jordan Slough down the near sideline. Slough now cuts it to the hole. He's down the lane. He's to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Jordan Slough moves to the basket and scores. 10-9. It is AC St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Kitten looking. Finally comes across the top. Alex Tino. Alex Tino with the ball. Sends it to Cannon Howells into the ball game at the high post. Howells sends it down in the corner to Tino. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he fouled in the play. So Tino will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He is fouled in the play here by Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on, it's going to go on Eric Tobin. They're slow in putting the fouls on the board again tonight. Here's Alex Tino to the free throw line for St. Cecilia, 76% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia did a great job from the free throw line the other night against the Eagles of Southern Valley. They hit 21 out of 27 from the free throw line for the ball game. In fact, they were 17 out of 21 in the fourth quarter alone. They called them to the win in the semifinals. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead, 11-9 is the score. Alex Chino will have one more shot here for the Hawks. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, hits the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Eric Tobin. Tobin has got it now for Donovan Trumbull. Down the near sideline. They get to our Riley Wolfong, brings it back into the center of the floor, hands it away. That's Slough with the ball, who gives it to Creighton Burr. Burr hands it away to Wolfong, dribbles down the lane, his pass deflected, picks it back up. He loses the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Tino. Turnover number three now in Donovan Trumbull. Alex Tino has got the ball back for the Hawks. Comes into the offensive zone, goes over to Zach Kitten on the wing, lobs it inside to Cannon Howell, back out to Kitten. Kitten right at the top of the three-point circle, top of the key now. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley comes over to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy looking to penetrate, can't do it, goes over to Tino on the left wing. Tino is a double team, comes back out here to Dayton Seeley. Down to the near side, Alex Sheehy moves it down on the baseline, kicks it back out top of the key with the basketball. There is it's going to be Seeley, now to Sheehy on the far sideline. It's going to be a shot that's going to be up over the basket and over the backboard, out of play. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull playing the ball in. 11-9 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic is leading Adams Central in the sub-district final up there at Grand Island Northwest tonight. It is 19-6. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over Adams Central after one quarter of play. There's Donovan Trumbull with the ball with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-pointer, but there's a shot in the lane by Creighton Burr. It's going to be off of the mark. No good, and a foul's going to be called on a rebound. Creighton Burr misses one from right in front of the basket there, and then he's hit with a personal foul as he battles for the rebound. That's going to be his first. First foul in Creighton Burr. It's going to be team foul number three on Donovan Trumbull. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Braden Poppy. Poppy comes in here for the Blue Hawks. He's a 6'2" and sophomore. Going to see some playing time. He's going to be matched up with Eric Tobin. So a lot of beef inside now for the Hawks as Poppy comes into the ballgame. 11-9, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Here comes Tino back the other way for St. Cecilia in the offensive attack. Tino sends it over here to the near sideline to Brooks Asher. Asher directing some traffic here. Asher puts it on the floor, dribbles, goes to Cannon Howell. Down to Tino on the wing on the left side. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The Hawks have an 11-9 lead over Donovan Trumbull. Brooks Asher, his pass could be deflected. Ball is loose and is picked up by the Cardinals. Second turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. That's Slough driving down the lane. Contact made and the foul is called. Slough takes it right down the lane there for Donovan Trumbull and draws a little contact in there. A foul is going to be called here on the Hawks. It's going to go on Dayton Seeley. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter to play. It's going to be a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball down here. They come outside now. It's going to be Lorenzo Williams, who's back into the ball game. Down to Slough to Wilfong. His shot for three is up there no good. And the ball chased down in the corner. Thomas Koch has got the ball for the Hawks. Gets it ahead now to Alex Tino. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-9, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. He's going to be fouled out here in three-point territory. Foul is going to go here on the Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be their fourth team foul here in the first period. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. The foul is going to go on Eric Tobin. That's going to be his second. The fourth teamer on Donovan Trumbull, so it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Thomas Skoak dribbles to the top of the key, comes over to Tino on the wing on the right side. Tino looking to penetrate. Can't do it. He's on the dribble, moves it back between the circles. Backs up, throws it to the near side, down to Brooks Asher. Asher drives the ball here against Lorenzo Williams. Asher gives it away now to Tino, back out between the circles. Alex Tino working against Slough out there. Tino behind the screen, moves it to the far side, down to Brooks Asher. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Asher comes around to the near side, circles underneath the basket, throws it out on the wing, wide open, three-pointer up there and in. A three-pointer by Dayton Seeley as he knocks down a three-ball. And the Hawks are out on top by 5 points. It is 14-9. There's a Slough back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. Top of the key, Grady Cook moves over to Wilfong. Entry pass deflected away, and it's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Trying to pound the ball inside to Creighton Burr, and the ball is picked off by the Hawks. Four turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the first quarter. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the opening period. 14-9, Hastings St. Cecilia has got a five-point lead. Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino dribbling out here in three-point territory as he works against Jordan Slough. Hands it away down to Deaton Seeley. Seeley comes to the near side, gets away, dribbles down the right side of the lane. There's a bounce pass left side. The sound's up there and in. That's Braden Poppy scoring there. That is a 16-9 ball game. Here comes Slough back the other way. His driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound Tino. Tino loses it. Picked up by Asher. His shot from three quarters. Quarters no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull here in the C2-8 sub-district final. The score after one, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 16 and Donovan Trumbull 9.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Adams Central at the end of the first quarter, 19-6. Gibbon is out on top of Kearney Catholic, 18-6. They're at the end of one. And it is Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 16-9. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, and online at furnituredirecthastings.net. 16-9, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Donovan Trumbull, a shot from the free throw line by Cook. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. That's Zach Kitten with a rebound for St. Cecilia to the near sideline to Sheehy. Gets it ahead down to Brooks Asher. Bob's pass back out on top. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball and comes back to Asher. Asher on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Slough. Over to Deaton Seeley on the wing on the left side. He's picked up by Noah Keller, who's into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. And now St. Cecilia throws the ball away. Seeley trying to take it back to the left wing to Zach Kitten, and Kitten was cutting the other direction. It goes out of bounds. Right into the nickel seats in the far sideline in a jammed house here tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. 16-9. Hawks have the lead. Here's Grady Cook right at the free throw line. Goes over to Slough on the wing on the right side. Jordan Slough picks up the dribble. Goes over to Will Fong. Bombs it inside. That's Grady Cook with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to Keller. His shot from 12 is good. Noah Keller scoring there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. As now he's 16-11 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 5 points. Hawks back in their offensive zone. Sheehy has got the ball. Sheehy comes over here to a Zach Kitten. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. He's double teamed there. Kitten has to get rid of it. He does. Thomas Skoke now. Skoke to Seeley. Bounce pass down low. With the ball down there is going to be Kitten as he works with it. Can't do anything with it. Comes out to Seeley again. Moves it back down in the left corner. That's going to be Asher driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Riley Wolfong with the rebound. Gets to the Creighton Bird. Now to Slough down the right sideline. 16-11. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead here in quarter number two. Slough has got it to the far sideline. Down to Noah Keller. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Burr pounds the ball inside to Cook. Shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Skoke. Thomas Skoke may have got a little piece of that shot there. And then he grabs the rebound. The Sheehy down to Seeley down the floor, and we got a foul called. Seeley takes the ball right to the baseline. A personal foul is going to be called here on Noah Keller of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Cardinals here in the first half of play. Back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Lorenzo Williams. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16-11. Hawks have a 5-point lead. Seeley with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Seeley puts it on the floor, dribbles here against Noah Keller. Starts off left, now right. Lobs it over there to Sheehy. Down low with the ball is Thomas Skoke. Spins in the lane, goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Thomas Skoke, nice move. Up and under, and he scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. 18-11. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a 7-point lead. 5:42 to play here in the first half. Bounce pass goes inside to Cook. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Brady Cook scores in the paint left-handed. It's now an 18-13 ballgame. The Hawks leading by 5 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Brooks Asher, reverse layup down on the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped out and it's picked up by Slough. Jordan Slough with the ball. Comes into the forecourt now. Some contact made with Steely, but no foul. Here's Slough driving right to the hole. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Gets the ball ahead to Sheehy. Contact made down there. No foul called either. The bounce pass is going to be intercepted by Lorenzo Williams. That's four turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Four turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. So we got 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 18-13. They just say with a 5-point lead here in the C2-8 sub-district final. Driving the ball into the hole as Williams is shot high off the glass. No good. Tip try by Cook is good and he's fouling the play. Grady Cook gets the rebound and the follow shot and he's fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try to convert on a 3-point play. Zach Gitton is the guilty party there for St. Cecilia. So now it's 18-15. And Donovan Trumbull now goes to the free throw line. With Grady Cook, he's a 60% foul shooter in the season. He was 2-for-4 from the line the other night against Blue Hill. And now head coach Steve Hartman for Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 18, Donovan Trumbull 15.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need. Because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 18-15. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. The Hawks led 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. Again, we're watching the Adams Central Grand Island Central Catholic game tonight up at GI Northwest. At the end of the first quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic had the lead over the Patriots by the score of 19-6. So Donovan Trumbull looking to pull a point closer here. Going to the free throw line is Grady Cook. Donovan Trumbull is a team hitting 58% of their foul shots so far this year. First free throw is up and in. So a 3-point play by Grady Cook as he got that last rebound and put it back down through the hole. So he converts on a 3-point play and Donovan Trumbull is back within 2 points, 18-16. They have scored the first 5 points of this second quarter of play. After St. Cecilia jumped down to an 18-11 lead. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Zach Kitten at the free throw line. Kitten retreats out here in the three-point territory. Comes down the right side to the baseline. Goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Burr. And the ball is out of bounds. Creighton Burr gets a block there on Zach Kitten. Ball goes out of bounds. And they say it was last touch by St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. They have a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Here comes Slough back with the ball as he races into the offensive zone. Slough works against Tino. Bounce pass comes out here. DeWilt Fong down to Slough again. 3-point territory. Moves it to the near side. Lorenzo Williams on the wing. Lorenzo Williams down in the corner to Slough. Picked up by Tino behind the screen. Slough puts up a 12-footer. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy's got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia to the near sideline. To Alex Tino. Tino brings it back into the forecourt now. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Asher for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Brooks Asher nails a 3-ball. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Had 22 the other night against Southern Valley. St. Cecilia goes back out on top by a score of 21-16 on a 3-point play by Asher. Here's Burr. His shot from 12 won't go. Ball is out of bounds and his last touch there by Eric Tobin. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. High school basketball tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 21-16. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Now to Asher. Asher about 25 feet away from the basket behind his screen. And now a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an illegal screen set up there by Cannon Howell. Al picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 called on the Blue Hawks. Cannon Hell trying to set a screen right at the top of the key, trying to spring Brooks Asher loose there for a possible 3, and he gets hit with an illegal screen. 21-16. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. on the high post. This is Creighton Burr. Burr cuts it down toward the basket. His shot off of the window is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Kitten. Kitten down for St. Cecilia, the near sideline to Tino. The Kitten out here in three-point territory brings it back to Tino on the right side. Alex dribbling to the ball. There's Sheehy with it on the far sideline, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Tino. High post. Cannon Howell has got the ball. Squares around into the basket. Turns around and hands the ball away to Asher. Back down in the corner to Howell. Fakes the three. Cannot get to Grady Cook to leave his feet. Cannon Howell here on the near sideline. Looking. Cross court. Dangerous pass. Zach Kitten grabs the ball for the Hawks. Kitten drives it now against Creighton Burr. Still can't put up a shot. Back outside. Here's Brooks Asher. Asher to the far sideline. Out of Zach Kitten. He holds the ball against this man-to-man. Kitten back out here in the three-point territory. Now to Sheehy. Good defense here by Donovan Trumbull. With 2.5 minutes to go in the second period. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Howell. His shot to be blocked down by Burr. It's out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Cannon Howell. Creighton Burr with two blocked shots here in the second quarter. So Creighton Burr, he had 54 blocks coming into the basketball game here tonight. He's got two already here in the first half. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Poppy. Poppy will come in. Coming out will be Zach Kitten. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 21. Donovan Trumbull 16. Here comes Creighton Burr. He's going to come out of the ball game now for a quick breather. Coming in is going to be Keller. And also coming in is going to be Lorenzo Williams, and he will play the ball into Slough. So under 2.5 minutes to play now as Slough brings the ball up to the near side into the offensive zone as he works against Alex Tino. The Cardinals are down by 5 points here in the ball game. Here's Eric Tobin with the ball. Tobin to Jordan Slough, top of the key. Will Fong drives it toward the basket. His shot down the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. And then almost losing the ball out of bounds with Skoke. Picks it up right over the baseline and gets it into the hands of Sheehy. 21-16. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. Here's Seeley with the ball in the wing. Dayton Seeley, he's double-teamed. The ball knocked loose. Seeley picks it back up. Bounce pass down to Skoke. Skoke backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiltfong. Riley Wiltfong with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull down the near sideline. Wiltfong into the offensive zone, comes out to the top of the key. Grady Cook has got the ball. Grady Cook holds it, now gets it to Slough at the free throw line, dribbles down to the baseline on the right side. Jordan Slough, bounce pass into Tobin, back out to Slough in the wing. Jordan Slough moves it out here in the three-point territory, drives it down the right side of the lane, and now a foul is going to be called, and St. Cecilia, it's going to go on Alex Tino. Tino picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks. 1 minute, 24 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's 21-16. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Here comes Zach Kitten back into the ball game. Here comes Asher back in. Tino and Poppy will come to the bench. 1:24 left in the second period, 21-16. Non-shooting situation, so Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Off of the far sideline, Jordan Slough. On the dribble, moves over to the left wing. Bounce pass goes to Lorenzo Williams at the top of the key. Left open, his three-pointers, an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Williams throwing up a shot over Brooks Asher. Not very good defense there as Brooks gave him a couple of feet out there in three-point territory. But Lorenzo throws up an air ball from three-point territory, and it goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Hawks with a five-point lead, 21-16. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Dayton Seeley. To the near sideline, cuts it toward the rack. A bounce pass down low is deflected out of bounds. Lorenzo Williams gets his hands on it there for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 61 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Sheehy gets the ball into Zach Kitten. Out here in three-point territory to Seeley. Out of Asher on the wing here on the right side. Gets it to Thomas Skoke there at the free throw line, moves it down the lane, throws up a shot, it's going to be up there and in. Skoke was kind of trapped, and he was amongst company in that lane there and throws it up there, and it goes through the hole. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 23-16. The Hawks now with a 7-point lead here in the second quarter. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Lorenzo Williams with the ball to Grady Cook. Moves it over to Riley Wilfong, gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up there. Slough has got it. He takes it down the right side of the lane. Goes to Cook. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Cook was knocked down in the play. He'll go to the free throw line now for the Cardinals. He was fouled in the play here by St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his first foul. So to the free throw line will be Cook. He's got 5 points in the ball game thus far. One out of one from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here is fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there and in. Grady Cook now has 6 points in the ball game. He had 10 the other night as Donovan Trumbull beat Blue Hill 69-46 in the semifinals of this tournament. Here comes Eric Tobin back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Coming out will be Creighton Burr. 21.9 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia has a 6-point lead, 23-17. Grady Cook back to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 23-18. Now St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here this first half at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Dayton Seeley on the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Sheehy as he moves it here to the near sideline on the dribble. Pulls up on the baseline. Cross-court pass goes over to Zach Kitten. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, the ball is knocked loose. It is picked up by Lorenzo Williams. His shot is going to be no good from three-quarters court. It was right on line, just a little bit short. First two quarters in the books. We're at halftime of the C2-8 sub-district final here tonight. Good ball game. The score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 23, Donovan Trumbull 18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. We're at halftime, C2-8 sub-district final. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 23-18. The halftime show is brought to you by Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Good basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia scored the first points of the ball game 30 seconds in. They grab a 2-0 lead. Donovan Trumbull comes back to score the next 5 points. They grab their first lead in the ball game at 5-2. Donovan Trumbull led 7-4. St. Cecilia coming back to reclaim the lead at 8-7 in the first quarter with 4.5 minutes to play. Then the Hawks outscored Donovan Trumbull the rest of the way in the first quarter by a margin of 8-2. St. Cecilia had a 16-9 lead after one quarter. The Hawks built that to 18-11 in the first few seconds of the second quarter, but then Donovan Trumbull came back, got it within 2 points again at 18-16. But then the Hawks outscoring Donovan Trumbull the rest of the way at 5-2. And right now it's a 23-18 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in the number 2 ranked team in the Lincoln Journal Star Metro newspaper this week in Class C2. Donovan Trumbull is number 5. The Cardinals are the top seed here in this sub-district basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia the number 3 seed. Scoring in the first half of play for Donovan Trumbull, Grady Cook is leading the way so far. He's got 7 points. Cook has got 2 field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Creighton Burr has got 4 points. He's got 2 field goals. He's 0 for 1 from the line. 3 points for Riley Wilfong on a three-pointer. 2 points for Jordan Slough on a field goal, and Noah Keller has got a field goal for 2. Donovan Trumbull, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Unofficially, 4 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia so far in the ball game, Thomas Skok has scored 8 points. Skok has got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dayton Seely has got 5 points on a 3 and a 2. Then we got 4 points from Zach Kitten on a couple of field goals. Brooks Asher has been held to just 3 points here in the first half on 1 3-pointer after he scored 22 the other night against Southern Valley. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Braden Poppy has got a field goal for 2. Alex Tino is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. St. Cecilia 3 out of 4 from the stripe in the first half of play, and officially 4 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, the score in halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 23-18. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, and we'll have more right after this.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. C2-8 sub-district final between St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia with a lead, 23-18. Checking some other action going on tonight. A6 girls is being contested at Bellevue East. State tournament berth is on the line tonight. Bellevue East is playing Kearney tonight. B5 at Grand Island Senior High this evening. We have got Grand Island Northwest taking on Aurora. And then we got Hastings High playing Holdridge in the second ball game tonight. That's being held at Grand Island Senior High in Class B5 girls. Class C1-9 at Grand Island Northwest tonight. Adams Central is playing Grand Island Central Catholic in the finals here tonight. And so far, it's Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. The Crusaders leading Adams Central by a score of 37-19. They're at halftime up at Northwest. Grand Island Central Catholic 37, Adams Central 19 at halftime. C110 is being held at Kearney High School tonight. Gibbon is playing Kearney Catholic. And the Gibbon Buffaloes out on top of the Stars by a score of 28-14 at halftime. Kearney Catholic, who understand only 1 out of 13 from 3-point range in the first half of play, but Gibbon has got the lead over Kearney Catholic. It is 28-14 at halftime. C27 is being held at Fillmore Central tonight. Sutton will play Theron Central. That ball game going on now. In fact, the winner of this game will play the winner of that game coming up in the district championship ball game on Monday. C28 here in Minden. We've got Donovan Trumbull trailing Hastings St. Cecilia to break. The score is 23-18. D16 is being held at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Heartland Lutheran is playing Shelton. D19 is at Kearney Catholic. Elm Creek is taking on Overton in the final ball game. And we'll wait for a final score on that particular ball game. Not a final score, but a halftime score. And here it is. At halftime, it's Overton out on top of Elm Creek by a score of 23-16. And that's being played at Kearney Catholic tonight. At Adams Central High School, you've got the D27 sub-district championship ball game between Kennesaw and Lawrence Nelson. Lawrence Nelson upsetting second-seeded Giltner in the semifinal ball game on Tuesday by a score of 45-40. Tomorrow night, we've got
the district championships for the girls to be decided. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be involved with that as the Hawkettes will play Sutton tomorrow night. That will be up at Hastings High. And we'll have the game for you on 1230 a.m. KHIS. Pre-game show will begin at 6:45 tomorrow night with the tip-off at 7 o'clock. Some of the other district finals tomorrow for the girls. We've got Grand Island Central Catholic playing Minden. That game will be at Hastings College. Ravenna will play Dundee County Stratton out at North Platte tomorrow night. Humphrey St. Francis against Red Cloud at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. And over at Gibbon, you'll have Giltner taking on Bertrand. That in girls district championship ball games tomorrow night. We've got the second half coming up. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll take a quick break here. St. Cecilia with a lead 23-18 over Donovan Trumbull. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
There's just one place where students are students first and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter, 16-9. Donovan Trumbull outscoring St. Cecilia in the second quarter, 9-7. So it's 23-18. The Blue Hawks have the lead here as we start quarter number three. St. Cecilia will shoot our basket to our left here in the third quarter, and now we've got some contact right at the 10-second line. Slough is going for the steal there as the Hawks brought the ball in the offensive zone, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Lorenzo Williams of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be the first foul in Williams and the first team foul on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. So St. Cecilia will play things in 23-18. The Blue Hawks have the lead here in this one. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball for St. Cecilia. And the high post is Zach Kitten. Gives it back to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Slough. Jordan Slough runs her back the other way. Two on three. Slough dishes off. That's Cook. His shot up there and in. Slough gets the assist. Grady Cook gets the easy field goal. Has added a two-on-three break back the other way. 23-20 now. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy for St. Cecilia goes over to Kitten inside to Scope. Fakes a shot up there. No good. And a foul called. Thomas Scope just to the left of the basket could not convert there, but a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Lorenzo Williams, I think. Lorenzo Williams picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Let's see, the Hawks are going to send Zach Kitten. Nope, it's going to be Thomas Skoke to the free throw line. Thomas Skoke will go to the line. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Thomas Skoke. Well, I'm a couple of shots here. His first one is up there, in and out, and it falls off the right side. No good. St. Cecilia, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. They were 21 out of 27 from the line the other night against Southern Valley. The Hawks have a 3-point lead, 23-20. Thomas Skoke will have one more. Buys the bucket, dips the knee, shot is up there, good. 24-20 now, the Hawks with a lead. We're about 45 seconds into quarter number three here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Jordan Slough with the ball, gives it away to Riley Wolfong. Riley Wolfong on the left side of the floor, reverses the ball, now comes out to Lorenzo Williams out between the circles. Picked up by Asher, drives the ball to the basket, and shot is up there. It's good, and he found in the play. Lorenzo Williams takes the ball to the hole and scores there as he drives it right on by Brooks Asher to the goal. And Brooks gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Lorenzo Williams gets the field goal. That's his first of the ball game. It's now a 24-22 ball game. He's seeing St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Lorenzo Williams to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. He's a 57% foul shooter in the season. His shot is around the rim and down. Lorenzo Williams on a 3-point play. That's now a 24-23 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawks have the ball down the right sideline. Asher has got it down to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy trying to penetrate. Gives it back away. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Now to Asher here in the wing on the left side. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brooks Asher, an off-balance shot right on the baseline as he drives it toward the goal. He's got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 26-23. There's the ball. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. intercepted here by St. Cecilia. That's the fifth turnover on Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals are down by three, and they turn it over offensively. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their forecourt. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball, dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Feeds on the wing on the right side. Zach Kitten holds it. Donovan Trumbull still in the man-to-man defense. Kitten now picks up the dribble, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Brings it up high, now cuts down the lane. His ball's going to be ripped out of his hands, and now a foul is going to be called. Brady Cook and Brooks Asher going at it there after the whistle, and a foul is going to be called here on Dayton Seeley. Got his hands in there as well. Dayton Seeley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul. Well, it's going to, wait a minute. It's not going to go on Dayton Seeley. It's going to go on Thomas Skoke. Skoke, who was mixing it up in there as well, gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Skoke comes out of the ball game now as Braden Poppy comes in there. 26-23. Donovan Trumbull down by 3 points. Here's the Cardinals back with the ball in their offensive zone. Grady Cook has got it. Powers his way to the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball was knocked loose and is picked up by Kitten on the baseline. Zach Kitten has got it out for St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Seeley. Seeley now to Sheehy on the wing on the left side. Sheehy gets the ball now to a Brooks Asher. The ball poked away by Slough. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. 26-23, 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight to C28 sub-district championship. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley sends it over on the far side. That's going to be Brooks Asher. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it down to Sheehy on the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good, and he draws contact and a foul called. So Sheehy will go to the free throw line. It's Riley Wolfong picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three already on Donovan Trumbull here in this third quarter of play. Alex Sheehy will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He has not scored so far tonight. Sheehy had just 2 points the other night against Southern Valley. Averages 9.4 on the season. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Alex Sheehy, one of the better foul shooters on this ball club. He's hitting 75% of his free throws. There comes Noah Keller into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Lorenzo Williams will check out. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points, 27-23. Alex Sheehy will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot good. Alex Sheehy nails a pair of free throws. St. Cecilia increases their lead back up to 5 points now at 28-23. They led by five at halftime, 23-18. 5:15 to play here in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man defense. Creighton Burr out here 25 feet away from the basket goes to Jordan Slough. Slough calls the play. Fist high in the air as he goes over on the left side. With the ball over there is going to be Noah Keller. Now to Grady Cook. To Slough again here on the right wing. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it away. Here's Wolf Fong on the near sideline. Out here in three-point territory. Entry pass deflected away from Cook, and the foul is going to be called. Braden Poppy picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jordan Slough will inbound the ball. He'll trigger things in. Just lobs it in the lane. That's Creighton Burr. Bounces off of Poppy, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here in St. Cecilia as Creighton Burr just gets the lob. The foul is going to go on Asher, who jarred the ball loose there. Asher picks up his third personal foul. So Brooks Asher now has to come out of the ball game. Here comes Alex Tino back in. Also checking in for the Blue Hawks will be Thomas Skoke, and Braden Poppy will come to the bench. 28-23, St. Cecilia leading by 5 points. This is a non-shooting situation, so Donovan Trumbull will inbound the ball. Noah Keller will bring things in. They get it to Lorenzo Williams, outside down to Jordan Slough. Slough dribbles toward the goal. He's going to have his pocket picked. Dayton Seeley gets the steal. Seeley coming back the other way for St. Cecilia. Nearly loses the ball. They get it out to Tino out here in three-point territory. Now to Sheehy for three. His shot's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skoke on the baseline. They get it out to Seeley. Now down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there by Kitten. It's going to be no good. Got it for the rebound. It's brought down by Burr. Long pass ahead to get it to Noah Keller. He spins, takes it to the hole. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. A great job defensively by Alex Sheehy. Alex Sheehy comes down and gets a blocked shot there off of the attempted field goal from Noah Keller. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball now. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 26-23, St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. There's Jordan Slough. Lobs it in the lane. Creighton Bird grabs it, goes up, shoots, and scores. Creighton Bird just uses that 6-foot, 5-inch frame to grab the ball and scores easily in the paint. 28-25, St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Sheehy down the lane, draws contact, no foul. Gets it back out here in the three-point territory to Zach Kitten. Kitten drives the ball against Tobin, spins in the lane, goes up for the shot. It's tipped away. It's loose, and it's picked up here by Slough. Slough running back the other way, two on two. Lorenzo Williams, now we got a foul called. Dayton Seely picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. Team foul number five on the Blue Hawks. Here comes Noah Keller back into the ball game now. Lorenzo Williams will go out. 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in quarter number three, 28-25. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Eric Tobin with the ball. Tobin comes out to Jordan Slough. Moves it back down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Burr. Shot good. That's the first three-pointer of the ball game for Creighton Burr. And we are tied up at 28 points apiece here in quarter number three. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now St. Cecilia 28, Donovan Trumbull 28.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central after three quarters of play. Up in Grand Island tonight at Northwest High School, it's the Crusaders 47, Adams Central 28. So the Patriots down by 19 points going into the fourth and final quarter. That's a sub-district championship ball game at Grand Island Northwest. We're tied up at 28 points apiece here. We're in the third quarter at C.L. Jones Middle School. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull going toe-to-toe. This is like a heavyweight championship fight here tonight. Down in the corner is going to be Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles once, comes back out on top to Brooks Asher. The ball deflected away by Slough. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball as Slough goes crashing into the scorer's table here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. St. Cecilia had a five-point lead at halftime, 23-18. Sheehy will inbound the ball as they take it into the backcourt. Alex Tino has got the ball. Donovan Trumbull has been man-to-man all night long tonight. Alex Tino back in the offensive zone, drives it against Will Fong, stops right side of the lane. This is out to Asher. His shot for three is going to be no good. Halfway down and falls off, and the rebound loose. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to go on Creighton Burr. That's going to be his second. So Burr picks up foul number two. That's going to be team foul number four on Donovan Trumbull. Out of the ball game now is going to be Keller. Coming back in will be Lorenzo Williams. Creighton Burr is going to check out. Here comes Eric Tobin. Out of the ball game now for the Cardinals. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. We're in the third quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Sheehy will get things into Thomas Skoke. Left side of the lane. Skoke backs up, spins, still can't put up a shot. Comes out to Tino, top of the key. Backs up out here in three-point territory. Tino on the dribble, moves to his left, fires it down in the corner. Lost down the bounce by Sheehy. Sheehy just takes his eyes off the ball and it goes sailing right through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number five on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Here comes Creighton Burr back into the ball game now. Eric Tobin will come out. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. We are tied up at 28 points apiece. And now we've got a whistle here. I think we got some problems with the clock. That's going to be the case. The clock did not start. Now they're taking a few seconds off of the thing. We're down to 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. So it'll be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. The Cardinals can pull ahead for the first time in a while here. On this trip down the floor, Jordan Slough has got the ball picked up by Alex Tino. Slough races the ball across the midcourt stripe. Slough gets it between the circles now to Creighton Burr. Burr now to Grady Cook, still 25 feet away from the basket. Grady Cook holding it, finally gets it into the hands of Riley Wolfong. Now here's Slough taking the ball in the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Asher running back the other way. Asher's going to have the ball tipped away from behind out of bounds. Asher was coming back the other way, and the ball is tipped out of his
Hands out of bounds there by Lorenzo Williams. A great effort there by Lorenzo Williams. The fans give him a hand. Great job by Lorenzo Williams, tipping the ball away from a sure two-pointer by Brooks Asher. Now St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Thomas Skoke. They get it outside. Now to Alex Sheehy. Back to Skoke on the baseline. Skoke dribbling with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Throws it up there left-handed. He can't connect. Rebound is loose. Sheehy has it. He's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Sheehy is knocked down in the play there by Williams. Williams picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number six now on Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Williams out of the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Noah Keller. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 28, Donovan Trumbull 28. Sheehy will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Comes way out near the 10-second line. That's Brooks Asher with the ball picked up there by Slough. Brooks Asher with the ball on the far sideline. Still being hounded by Slough. And now we got a timeout. Brooks Asher was trapped along the far sideline. Kevin Asher calls the timeout here for St. Cecilia on the bench. A minute and 54 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 28, Donovan Trumbull 28.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 1:54 to play here in the third quarter. We're still tied up at 28 points apiece in the C2-8 sub-district championship ball game here tonight. Dayton Seeley with the ball down for the Hawks. Moves it into the forecourt. That's Sheehy. Spins on the baseline. Sheehy puts up a shot of a Wolfong. No good. Rebound comes down to Grady Cook. Donovan Trumbull can pull ahead here with a successful field goal. Here's Jordan Slough. We've been stuck on the score for a while. Tied up at 28 points apiece. Slough at the free throw line. Puts Seeley in the air. Kicks it out here. Burr is shot for three. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down here by Asher. Asher has got the ball now for St. Cecilia to the far sideline. Dayton Seeley takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Pass down in the left corner to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Kitten. Gets it out to Asher. Now on the right side to Dayton Seeley. Seeley takes it down on the baseline. He drives it there against Noah Keller to the free throw line now. Dribbling down the lane is Kitten. Puts up a shot over Burr. Good. Zach Kitten scores over Creighton Burr. Kitten has now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame. 30-28. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in quarter number 3. Under a minute to play here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Here's Riley Wolfong with the ball. Wide open is Grady Cook at the top of the key. Won't take the shot. Now to Slough. Here's Wolfong now. Top of the circle. Moves it over to Noah Keller. Keller dribbles once, brings it back to top of the key. That's going to be Cook with the ball. Now to Wolfong. St. Cecilia man-to-man. Wolfong takes off, dribbles it to the basket. And shines up there and in. Riley Wolfong scores an off-balance shot there. He takes it to the hole. He's got 5 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 30 points apiece. 29 seconds to play here. And now St. Cecilia will go for the final shot of this third quarter. Donovan Trumbull is going to extend out this defense a little bit and pressure St. Cecilia as they bring it into the offensive zone. Seeley throws the ball to the far side. It's deflected out of bounds by Slough. Nearly had the interception. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Coming to the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Eric Chobin coming back in. Mitchell Sawyer is now for the Cardinals. Creighton Burr is going to come to the bench. Also coming to the bench will be Riley Wolfong, protecting those guys, making sure they don't pick up a cheap foul here in the final 16.9 seconds of this third quarter. We're tied up at 30 points apiece. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Sheehy gets it in the hands of Cannon Howell. Howell out here in three-point territory, picked up by Tobin, goes to the far sideline. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Out on top, Tino dribbles at the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebounds, brought down here by Grady Cook. Allen pass comes to Slough, races back the other way. Slough down the left side of the lane, shot good. The basket counts right at the buzzer. Jordan Slough takes it the distance and scores, and that gives Donovan Trumbull the lead. Slough, no hesitation as he grabs the ball on the rebound and takes it back the other way. He gets the field goal to go down, and the horn sounds. That's the end of three quarters of play. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead after three. We'll take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull, 32, Hastings St. Cecilia, 30.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. The fourth and final quarter, C2-8. Sub-district final here tonight between the Blue Hawks and Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull as they are going at it here toe-to-toe. 32-30 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Cardinals will have the opening possession in this fourth quarter. Here's Cook wide open at the top of the key. Won't take the shot. Now to Wilfong. Wilfong at the elbow, left side of the lane. Comes back out to Jordan Slough. Slough gets a field goal right at the end of the third quarter to give Donovan Trumbull their first lead in a while. 32-30 is the score. Here's Creighton Burr with the ball. Burr goes over in the far sideline to Riley Wilfong. Wilfong down to Grady Cook. This is the right side of the lane. Gets it away now to Jordan Slough. Slough brings it back. That's Lorenzo Williams on the wing. His pass is deflected. The scramble is on. He has the ball. And we've got a jump ball finally called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So a turnover on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be their seventh of the ball game. Now the Hawks will come back. Here comes Asher back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten will come in. 7 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull has got a two-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 32-30. The winner moves on to the district championship ball game on Monday night against either Sutton or Thayer Central. Here's Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino for St. Cecilia goes to Brooks Asher. Asher now to Thomas Skoke here at the top of the key. Pass down in the corner. Alex Tino with the ball. Tino works against Williams, brings it out between the circles. Now to Zach Kitten. Kitten dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Now to Alex Tino. Out here to Sheehy again, out in three-point territory. Moves it over to Zach Kitten. Free throw line extended right side as he works over there against the Creighton Burr. There's an entry pass to get it to Sheehy. Kicks it back out. Dribbling to the lane. Now it's going to be Kitten. His shot is up there. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Kitten had the ball on the wing on the right side and took it right to the paint. Throws up the shot and he is fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull, even if they lose this ball game, it looks like they're going to get one of the two wild cards in Class C2. That is not necessarily the case for St. Cecilia. They want to still have a chance, an outside chance, but they are looking for a win here tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Zach Kitten is going to be up there and in. In the district championship ball game, going to be played on Monday night. 32-31, Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead. Zach Kitten will have another free throw. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Kitten looks up there. The shot is up. It's going to be in and out and back in again. We're tied. 32-32. We got 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. From Minden, C.L. Jones Middle School here tonight. There's a Grady Cook with the ball out here in 3 points here toward 25 feet away from the basket. Riley Wilfong has got the ball, dribbles it down the right side of the lane. That retreats out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass comes inside to Grady Cook. Now to Wilfong at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane toward the goal. The shot is up there. No good. Chip shot good. Riley Wilfong misses his first one. He gets the tip down through the hole. He's got 7 points. And now a traveling violation on St. Cecilia. Alex Tino is hit with a traveling violation as he come back into the offensive zone. That's 6 turnovers on the Hawks. 34-32. Donovan Trumbull has got a two-point lead. St. Cecilia beat this team earlier this season, way back in December at Donovan. Here's Creighton Burr with the ball on the wing down the left side. Comes out between the circles to Jordan Slough. 34-32. Donovan Trumbull has got a two-point lead. Here's Grady Cook. Creighton Burr down on the left side. That's going to be Slough with the ball. Comes out between the circles again to Wilfong. To Slough gets it inside. Grady Cook bounces off of the defender, puts it up there and scores. Grady Cook now with 11 points in the ball game. It's 36-32. Donovan Trumbull with a four-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. There's Sheehy deep in the right corner. Comes out here to the top of the circle. That's going to be Zach Kitten with the ball. Back door. They get it down here to Alex Tino. That's going to be stripped away. Stripped away by Lorenzo Williams.
Jonathan Trumbull has got the ball on a four-point lead, 36-32. The place going crazy. 5:14 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Riley Wiltfong with the ball. Wiltfong down to Cook out here in three-point territory as he hands it away. That's going to be Jordan Slough. Slough picked up there by Tino. Goes over to Williams on the left side. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's Riley Wiltfong behind the screen. Dribbles down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Sheehy. Ball is recovered by St. Cecilia down the far sideline to Asher. Asher drives the ball to the hole. He dumps it off in the lane to Zach Kitten. Kitten can't put up a shot. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. 36-32. Hawks down by 4 points. Sheehy in the right corner. Lobs it inside. Deflected. Skoka's got it. Now to Kitten. Throws up a shot. It's good. Zach Kitten falling down, off balance, falling to the hardwood, throws it up there and goes right through the hole. Kitten now with 10 points in the ballgame, 36-34, and a timeout, Donovan Trumbull. Zach Kitten had no business throwing up that last shot, falling down, all crossed up in the lane with the Cardinals around him. He just throws it up there and goes right through the hole. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we've got a timeout. We'll take a break. Donovan Trumbull, 36. Hastings St. Cecilia, 34.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter of this one, 36-34. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Cardinals have already qualified for the Boise State High School basketball tournament, but I'll tell you what, you couldn't tell it tonight. These two teams going right at each other here tonight. Of course, they had that great rivalry during the football season, and it's just carrying over here to the hardwood here in the winter, 36-34. It's a two-point lead for Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals have the ball following the timeout from head coach Steve Hartman. There's a Grady Cook with the ball here on the wing on the right side. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Riley Wiltfong has got it now. Wiltfong gets it in the hands of Lorenzo Williams out here to Creighton Burr, left side to Slough. Behind a screen from Burr, Slough can't shake himself loose. Dribbles to the free throw line, flips the ball away to Wiltfong. Wiltfong now to Grady Cook. Fakes the handoff, comes over here instead to Lorenzo Williams. Now sets a pick. Lorenzo Williams out here in three-point territory. Gets away. There's a pass deflected. It's picked up by Slough. Moves the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Zach Kitten has got the rebound for St. Cecilia. Gets it in the hands of Asher. St. Cecilia can tie here with a field goal. Take the lead with a three-pointer. There's a long pass inside. Skoke has got the ball. He falls down. And a foul is going to be called. Skoke got the ball on the low block on the right side. He was surrounded by Cardinals there. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, 36-34. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. To the free throw line is going to be Thomas Skoke. Skoke has got 9 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 4 from the line. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. Coming out is going to be Alex Tino. So Thomas Skoke to the free throw line here. He was 4 out of 6 the other night against Southern Valley. 62% for the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Creighton Burr. Burr has got it for Donovan Trumbull, so the score remains 36-34. Hawks down by 2 points here. Here comes Jordan Slough with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Slough drives it against Seeley, takes it all the way to the baseline, can't go up for the shot. Now to Lorenzo Williams, to Creighton Burr, right side to Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong out here in 3 points here. Troy fakes the handoff. Being guarded there by Sheehy. Gets the ball in the hands now of Jordan Slough. Slough to Cook. 25, 30 feet away from the basket. Cook just holding on to the ball. No pressure right now by St. Cecilia. There's a pass over to Riley Wiltfong. Down to 3:05 to play here in the fourth quarter. 36-34. St. Cecilia trailing by 2 points in the ball game. Jordan Slough in the wing on the left side picked up by Seeley. And now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull, 36. Hastings St. Cecilia, 34.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. and we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night, we'll have the girls' district championship ball game for you between Hastings Saints S.A. and the Sutton Phillies. Game for beating at Hastings High at the Tiger Gym. Their time will be at 6:45. Pregame shows 7 o'clock for the tip-off tomorrow night. Hastings Saints S.A. and Sutton in the district championship ball game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Under 3 minutes to play here in this one, 36-34. Donovan Trumbull with a two-point lead. Cardinals have the ball. Far sideline is Jordan Slough behind his screen. Slough moves it down the left side of the lane. Fakes. Bounce pass goes inside to Cook. Bounces off with the defender. Can't put. Shot comes back out to Creighton Burr. Now to Slough. Slough out here in three-point territory. Resets the offense. 2.5 minutes to play out near the 10-second line. Jordan Slough dribbling the ball out here against Seeley. Moves it to the far sideline. Down in the corner now to Grady Cook. Cook holds it against Sheehy. He drives it against Sheehy. There's a pass deflected. It's going to be brought down by St. Cecilia. Turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Seeley back with the ball now for the Hawks. And St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout now with 2:16 to play. St. Cecilia within 2 points now. They've got the basketball with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. The score, Donovan Trumbull 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 34.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Been a dandy so far. 36-34 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Now St. Cecilia's got the ball here following the turnover from Donovan Trumbull. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here on the far sideline. 36-34. Donovan Trumbull with a two-point lead. Sheehy gets the ball inbounded here to Dayton Seeley. Seeley out here in three-point territory. Donovan Trumbull saves with that man-to-man defense. Here's Asher with the ball. Brooks Asher moves it over to Sheehy on the wing. Sheehy takes the ball down on the baseline, and he's going to be called for a traveling violation. Alex Sheehy is hit with a traveling violation down here. That's going to be turnover number seven. Turnover number seven on St. Cecilia here in the basketball game. And now Donovan Trumbull has a two-point lead, and they've got the ball with 2 minutes to go. Here comes Jordan Slough back with the basketball. On the high post, Creighton Burr's got it. He moves it down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner, Williams wide open for three. Takes a shot and hits a big, big, big bucket by Lorenzo Williams. A three-pointer from the right corner. Nobody out on him defensively for St. Cecilia. 39-34. The Hawks now down by 5 points. Alex Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy goes over to Asher. Asher dribbling with it. Asher trying to penetrate. Flips it away. Here's Zach Kitten. Takes the ball in the paint. The ball's going to be tipped away. Scramble is on. Two, three, four players to the deck. And finally, we got a foul called. A foul is called down there with four players on the deck. They picked out somebody that was doing something wrong down there. And the foul is going to go on Sheehy. Alex Sheehy picks up a personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second team foul, number six, on the Blue Hawks, a non-shooting situation. So with a minute and 25 seconds to play, Donovan Trumbull has a five-point lead over St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks will attack here in backcourt. A non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Creighton Burr will be the trigger man. Zach Kitten will guard him. Inbounds pass, they get it in here to Grady Cook. Now to Wilfong, back to Creighton Burr. Burr to the near sideline. Here's a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be the 17th foul now in St. Cecilia. So that's going to send Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line. A minute and 19 seconds to play. Here in this one, Donovan Trumbull has got to lead. The score is 39-34. Again, Donovan Trumbull has virtually got a state tournament berth already locked up via the wild card routes. They're sitting at number two in the point standings as of tonight. That's not necessarily the case for Hastings St. Cecilia. A lot of things would have to happen. A team they beat the other night, Southern Valley, is the next team in line to maybe grab a wild card berth. St. Cecilia is down in the fifth position, so this is almost a must-win situation here for the Hawks. Creighton Byrne to the free throw line. The level 1-1. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Hawks. Zach Kitten has got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten will come back into the offensive zone in the middle of the floor. Kitten comes over here to Sheehy on the left wing. Sheehy out on top, now to Brooks Asher. Asher out here to the 10-second line. Brooks Asher dribbling on the ball, takes it to the free throw line, stops there, hands it away to Alex Tino. Alex Tino picked up by Lorenzo Williams around the screen. Tino's being pressure, almost carries the ball. Tino may have gotten away with one right there. Out in the center of the floor, now to Thomas Skok, and we got a timeout called. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout with 52.3 seconds to play. We've got a timeout here with a score. It is Donovan Trumbull, 39, Hastings St. Cecilia, 34.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. C19 at Grand Island Northwest tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic ends the season for Adams Central as a Central Catholic picks up a 20-point win over Adams Central tonight, 58-38. D19. That game has now gone final. Overton has beaten Elm Creek by a score of 57-39. The score here is 39-34. Donovan Trumbull has got a 5-point lead over St. Cecilia. The Hawks will inbound off of the far sideline. That's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Asher will get things in now to a Sheehy, dribbling with the ball. Sheehy on the wing on the right side. Sheehy comes back out here in 3 points here. It's way to Zach Kitten. Down to Sheehy on the right side. Back down in the corner. Brooks Asher with the ball. 39 seconds to play. The Hawks are down by 5 points. Here's a steal. Jordan Slott with a steal. He drives the ball. His shot up there and in. St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the eighth time tonight. And the Cardinals now lead by the score of 41-34. There's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Creighton Burr. Long pass down the floor to Riley Wiltfong. He goes up, his shot good. 43-34. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Donovan Trumbull has just rattled off 7 straight points. They lead the Blue Hawks now by a score of 43-34. This place is going crazy. We're on the Donovan Trumbull side here tonight, as you can tell. To the free throw line is going to be Brooks Asher with 7.7 seconds to play. Asher will go to the line. His shot is up there in the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Creighton Burr, and Burr is going to be fouled here in backcourt by Asher. Brooks Asher picks up the personal foul with 5.6 seconds to play. So it appears Donovan Trumbull will move on now to the district championship ball game on Monday night. They will face either Sutton or Thayer Central in the district championship match. And now we got a discussion going on down here with the officials. Kevin Asher is pleading his case about something down here. It's 43-34 with 5.6 seconds to play. Now the official is going to confer here on the near sideline. You're listening to the C28 sub-district final tonight here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Donovan Trumbull has scored the last 7 points here in the basketball game. It was 36-34 back there just a couple of minutes ago. A couple of steals, a couple of breakaway layups. And Donovan Trumbull on a 7-0 run here at the end of the ball game with 5.6 seconds to play as the officials continue to hash something out down here right in front of the scorers table. Now all three of them will get together and decide something here. This may be all she wrote here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks are not guaranteed a wild card spot, although they are sitting in fifth place as far as the wild card point standings are concerned. A team that they beat the other night, Southern Valley, is ahead of them in the point standings. Donovan Trumbull is up there in second place. Ainsworth is the points leader. The Hawks got to hope for the teams ahead of them to win district championships. Ainsworth, Donovan Trumbull, Archbishop Bergen, Southern Valley, then it's Hastings St. Cecilia, then Ravenna and Freeman in order from number one to down to about sixth or seventh place in the standings. Now they're going to give Asher another free throw here. He missed his first one. The score is 43-34. St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ballgame with 7.7 seconds to play. Brooks Asher to the line here for the Hawks. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 43-35 now is Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball. Riley Wilfong, and that's going to be the ballgame. He just dribbles out of there. And that's the ballgame. Donovan Trumbull wins it here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull will move on to the district championship ball game on Monday against either Sutton or Fair Central. That ball game is going on tonight in Geneva. Donovan Trumbull, they come back to beat Hastings St. Cecilia in this basketball game tonight to claim the C28 sub-district title. Final score in this one. It was Donovan Trumbull, 43, Hastings St. Cecilia, 35. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family, because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight, Donovan Trumbull knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in the C28 sub-district final. Final score tonight of 43-35. A whale of a basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, they led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 16-9. Donovan Trumbull came back within 2 points in the second quarter, 18-16. But St. Cecilia had a 5-point lead at the break, 23-18. Donovan Trumbull then outscoring St. Cecilia in the third quarter, 14-7. And the Cardinals had a 32-30 lead in the after three quarters of play. We were tied up at 32 early in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull went ahead 36-32. They were ahead 36-34.
with about 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and then the roof caved in on Hastings St. Cecilia. Some turnovers. Donovan Trumbull got hot from the outside, hit a three ball in there, went on a 7-1 run to close out the ball game. And Donovan Trumbull knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 43-35. So the case is going to be Donovan Trumbull. They will play in the district championship ball game on Monday night against either Sutton or Theres Central. That game is going on tonight down in Geneva at Fillmore Central. For Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawks must now wait and see if they secure one of the two wild card berths in Class C2. One of them has already been spoken for. That's the Southern Valley, the team that St. Cecilia beat on Tuesday. And St. Cecilia now has got to hope that the teams in front of them, as far as the wild card point standings are concerned, all win district championships. That would be Ainsworth. That would be Donovan Trumbull. That would be Archbishop Bergen. And that would also be Ravenna, who's probably going to skip over St. Cecilia in the point standings after they pick up a win here tonight, if they do pick up a win. So St. Cecilia got to hope for an Ainsworth win, a Donovan Trumbull victory in the district championship. Also Archbishop Bergen and Ravenna all to win the district crowns. And if that's the case, then St. Cecilia would be one of the wild card entrants in Class C2 for the Boys State High School basketball tournament. If not, if one of those teams loses next week, then the season is over for the Blue Hawks. After they lose tonight to Donovan Trumbull by a score of 43-35, we'll come back and we'll check the scoring on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, you're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Checking the scoring in the basketball game here tonight, leading the way tonight for Donovan Trumbull, a balanced scoring attack. Grady Cook led the way. He had 11 points. Cook had 4 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Creighton Burr, he ends up with 9 points tonight. Burr had 1 3-pointer. He had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Riley Wilfong also with 9 points in the contest tonight. Wilfong, he nailed a 3-pointer in the first half of play, then hit 3 2-point field goals in the second half. He ends up with 9 points. Lorenzo Williams, he had 6. Williams had a 2 and a 3-pointer for his scores in the ball game. Jordan Slough ends up with 6 points in the contest on 3 field goals. Noah Keller, he had 2 points tonight for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals were 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. For Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, they were led by Zach Kitten as he scores 10 points in the game. Zach Kitten had 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Thomas Skoke, he had 9 points. Skoke had 3 field goals, and he was 3 out of 5 from the line. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Brooks Asher ended up with just 6 points after he scored 22 the other night against Southern Valley. Asher had a 3 and a 2, and he was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Dayton Seeley, he had 5 points tonight. Seeley had a 2, and he had a 3 for his only score. Then we had 2 points from Alex Sheehy. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Braden Poppy, he had a field goal for 2 points in the first half. And Alex Tino, he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. St. Cecilia was 9 out of 13 from the free throw line in this ball game, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Donovan Trumbull wins the sub-district final here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia, C2-8. It was St. Cecilia leading after one quarter, 16-9. The Hawks led at halftime, 23-18. Donovan Trumbull outscoring St. Cecilia 14-7 in the third quarter to go out on top 32-30. It was Donovan Trumbull going on a 7-1 run at the end of the ballgame to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight
in this basketball game by a score of 43-35. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here tonight. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore Outlet Superstore, shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more, shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, back here in Minden, it was Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight to Donovan Trumbull by a score of 43-35. So the series this year, even at one game apiece, St. Cecilia winning the regular season outing back in December, and Donovan Trumbull going on a 7-1 run at the end of the ball game to knock off the Hawks here tonight in the sub-district final by the final of 43-35. Got some other scores we'll pass along to you before we get out of here on the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders, they advance to the district championship ball game next week. The Crusaders took care of Adams Central tonight. Ends the season for the Patriots, as the Grand Island Central Catholic had no trouble with Adams Central tonight, winning by 20, the final score of 58-38. In the C-110 sub-district, that has now gone final. Kearney Catholic comes from behind to beat Gibbon tonight by a score of 55-51. The other score, of course, Donovan Trumbull with a win tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia, 43-35 here in Minden. And that Kearney Catholic High School tonight in the D-1-9 sub-district final was Overton over Elm Creek by a score of 57-39. Tomorrow night, we'll have the district championship ball game with the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They will be taking on the Sutton Phillies tomorrow night at Hastings High School. Game time will be at 7 o'clock. We'll have the action for you on 1230 a.m. KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. Other district championship games scheduled for tomorrow at Hastings College. It'll be a C-1-5 district final between Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden. The C-2-6 district final will be out at North Platte tomorrow. Ravenna against Dundee County Stratton. The D-1-3 district final for the girls, Grand Island Central Catholic, will be the site. Humphrey St. Francis will take on Red Cloud tomorrow night. And also in a district final tomorrow at Gibbon High School, it'll be Giltner taking on Bertrand. So Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coming up tomorrow on 1230 a.m. KHAS. We got another score just in. That's from the Hastings St. Cecilia district sub-district tournament going on tonight. And we'll double check this. Heartland Lutheran has lost to Shelton tonight by the score of 60-47. So Shelton 60, Heartland Lutheran 47. That is the D-1-6 sub-district tournament at Hastings St. Cecilia. So that'll do it for us here from Minden tonight. We're on the Misco Sports postgame show. From my producer and engineer, Caleb Brenneke, back to the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.